Hi, thanks again for listening to Northern Transmissions. This week features the Detroit City Band, Dale Earnhardt Jr. Jr. I had the chance to sit down with Josh and Daniel just before they were about to hop on stage at the fabulous Commodore Ballroom.
Simple girl, she's governed by simple pleasures. She won't ever let you meet her family, but she'll show you pictures. Da 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 da. She's a simple girl, and she's got simple emotions. She won't ever let you in, but she wants to keep you in her corner. Da-da-da, da-da-da, da-da-da. Da-da-da, da-da-da, da-da-da. Da-da-da, da-da-da, da-da-da. Da-da-da, da-da-da, da-da-da. I'm always looking for some kind of sign. Something more than da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. She's a simple girl, and she's got simple feelings. No one ever let her know that she could get it out of.
What a great song. That was Simple Girl off the 2011 release, It's a Corporate World. We talked a little bit about that track, as well as how the band came into fruition. Kind of an interesting story.
I think it just started out as like a recording project. It was like an experiment. And then, you know, we let a couple people hear it, and people liked it so much that, I don't know, it kind of blew my mind how much everyone liked it. And it was really exciting, and then just seemed right to put it out into the world, I guess, you know?
Yeah, and keep making more songs, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we had known each other a little bit, but we had never really, like, hung out that much. We had breakfast one time.
Yeah. We never really... we knew each other's other projects, but didn't think to write together, and I think that's what amazed us, is we got together, and it was so... It was kind of easy and fun that we realized we should probably do it more often, you know? And, then all of a sudden we just had to be a band, I guess, because you got to go play shows. If people are liking it, it's stupid not to go play it, you know? So
I think people in general these days are, you know, tend to, if they can, like, write songs, they have their own band, and, you know, I don't know, I think that it takes, like, a certain kind of person to think, like, oh, man, maybe someone that's really great would make anything I'm doing better, you know? I don't know. I think it's a cool thought to think about, like, joining forces with someone that you think is, like, really special. I wish more people would do that, but there'd be, you know, some cool projects.
Were you surprised when Warner Brothers came? Because they're a pretty big, you know, and they're not really signing a lot of, like, you know, independently minded progressive music these days. Was it a big surprise to you, or?
Maybe a little at first, but, I mean, when you talk to a lot of labels, they all kind of function in the same way. It's just they've gotten a lot bigger, you know what I mean? But I don't know. It didn't really. I think we need. If you're an artist, you want someone to be able to put your music out. You want your music to be heard by the most people possible. And so they're like another, you know, any other record label or business that we think it was good partnering with, because we want as many people to hear our music as possible.
Someone at Warner Brothers found our MySpace page or something, actually. Yeah. That's like actually how it happened, which is really strange. And then they came to see us play at CMJ in New York, and I remember this guy Steve McDonald like jumping up on the stage and being like, I have to sign you, and I was like, whatever, man. Yeah, right. But yeah. It was totally he was telling the truth.
Chatted with Josh and Daniel a little bit about their love for film, as they have screened a movie in the past, as well as the stunning video, which was shot in Iceland for Nothing But Our Love.
I think films in general are kind of like the highest. They're such a like a higher form of art to me, because it combines music and visual, and like I think maybe that's. I don't know, film just fascinates me for that reason, and then also that, like, movies can still sell, and people will go pay $9 to go see a movie once, but they won't pay $9 or $7.99 to buy an album that they'll have for the rest of their life. So, like, it tells you something about the fascination with films, you know? There's still something totally unique and way more fantastic with a film than an album, and, you know, maybe there's some sort of gap to bridge between the two. You release an album as a movie or something, I don't know, but like I think films are interesting to me in that sort of way. But Jurassic Park was in that screening was just about like just having a good time with people in Austin, and we like to stay young like children and have crazy imaginations and be scared of things still, so that's what that movie's about.
my wife is from Iceland, and so that town is actually, like, her family works there, and it's one of the only towns in the world where like mentally and physically challenged people and you know, fully abled people reside together and live together on completely equal ground, and it's completely green. They don't use any energy that's not geothermal or solar, and I don't know, it's an amazing place, and so, you know, to be able to go there and play a song, it definitely gave a different meaning to that song. I don't know, that was your first time there, so.
Yeah, no, I mean, we played the song Nothing But Our Love, and just to be in a place where someone thought, you know, handicapped people, whether it was mentally handicapped or physically handicapped, had some value and some worth. It was more powerful to sing that song there, and it was just the landscape there too is so beautiful. You're on top of a hill, and you're seeing the beautiful mountains and all that stuff. It just all kind of added up to an amazing experience.
Actually, a girl that works at Warner Brothers happened to be in Iceland on vacation, and we invited her to come with us because it's just a really special place, and she just bought her camera and just filmed the day. So it was actually...
What's her name? Because the video is beautiful.
Claire Vogel.
Claire Vogel?
Yeah, so actually, you know, it just... That was, like, all just, like, organic stuff that she shot just throughout the day, and she just edited it together to the song.
While we're on that subject of Nothing But Our Love, let's check out the song. And as well, if you want any further information about Dale Earnhardt Jr. Jr., you can go to their MySpace. You can go to their website, Dale Earnhardt Jr. Jr. .com. If you'd like some information on Northern Transmissions, www.northerntransmissions.com. You can follow us on Twitter, Northern Trans, or you can email us, northerntransmissions@gmail.com.
Thank you.
Thanks, as always, for listening to Northern Transmissions. I finally spoke with Josh and Daniel about their songwriting process, as well as, interestingly enough, they have a contest right now open to the public about remixing their single Simple Girl, and it sounds like it's going pretty well.
I don't know. I think every song is just kind of does its own thing. You just got to give it the space to do its own thing, you know? It's never really like our process differs every time, I think. It's always like a different, you know, each song just kind of has its own character, and then they're like little children. You just gotta let them grow up the way they need to grow up.
Rear them
up. Send them to private school, send them to public school, whatever you gotta do.
I've listened through a couple that actually the other day just for fun. There's some really good, there's a lot of people out there that really know what they're doing engineering-wise and production-wise. It's pretty awesome to hear, but...
Yeah, I haven't even heard... we haven't gotten the submissions, like, formally sent to us yet, so...
No, I just went on the website. You can, like, listen to... People are voting on them now.
Oh, okay.
So you can just kind of listen through, but...
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's cool. I don't know. It was just it's a fun thing to do. People like doing that, and that's sort of the song that is, you know, that we're pushing right now, so it makes sense.
You know, I think everyone should make music if they... If they want to, and now everyone can. It's cool, you know? I think, God, there's just a lot more to have to listen to, you know, there's so much good stuff now. It's like, I feel like now, before it was like, you know, you felt like maybe only the bad stuff didn't get heard, but now there's so much good stuff that's not going to get heard. 20 years from now, there's going to be so many people, like, there's so many people now that are, like, DJing stuff that, like, you know, they think they're so cool because they found stuff that no one's heard of. Think about 20 years from now. There's going to be people, like, you know, like digging through this era that like they'll find something that someone made in their basement you know was on the internet and no one ever visited the website and like be able to dig it up. It's going to be like, God, people are going to be such music snob assholes.
And sadly, that's the end of our show. I hope you guys all enjoyed my interview with Dale Earnhardt Jr., Josh and Daniel, I should say, from the band. It was a lot of fun. Thank you to the producer, the master of disaster, the king of the world, the man with the plan, the crazy man, Spencer Carson, who always does a great job. I am Charles Brownstein, if I haven't said that before. And we're going to close out with a great cover of the Beach Boys track, God Only Knows. This is the wonderful version by Dale Earnhardt Jr. Thanks, and we'll see you soon.
I may not always love you, but as long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, my life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without. Still go on, believe.